Construction on the 300-mile Mountain Valley Pipeline is more than 90% complete, according to the project's developers. But environmental advocates say that's an oversimplification of the facts. The pipeline, which was first proposed in 2014, winds through Virginia and West Virginia. Jessica Sims with the environmental group Appalachian Voices says some of the most difficult parts of the pipeline's construction aren't finished yet.
They come up with their 90% figure based on any kind of ground-disturbing activity that they've done. So it could be at the very beginning of the process, and yet they've wrapped that into their percent completion.
Sims says that, according to the pipeline's compliance report, about half of the project has been completed to full restoration, when the land is fully restored and the pipeline is in the ground. Upon completion, the pipeline's developers say it will transfer roughly 2 billion cubic feet of gas per day. According to a 2017 report from Oil Change International, an environmental advocacy and research organization, at full capacity, the Mountain Valley Pipeline could lead to annual greenhouse gas emissions equivalent to more than 89 million metric tons of carbon dioxide. The pipeline's developers have announced plans to attempt to offset that carbon impact, but Sims says the project also presents more immediate environmental issues.
Right now, the impacts have been to endangered species along the route, to water resources for the communities along the route, through erosion, lack of sediment control.
Sims says the pipeline has had several federal authorizations expire or revoked over the past few years. In the last few weeks, she says the project lost authorizations from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Forest Service, and has had a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers delayed. Since the pipeline is an interstate project, it needs those permits to continue construction. This is Jonah Chester reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.